Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
If you got your Bible, let's hold it up and make the devil mad. What do you say? Say it with me. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says that I can do. I can have what it says that I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Can you give God a Labor Day shout? Praise the Lord. Wow, y'all sound so good. I'm in the right place at the right time. Amen, church. Well, open your Bible to the book of Jude. It's over there where the pages are stuck together. The book of Jude. Hey, Jude. Yeah, the book of Jude. We're beginning a brand new series on The Struggle is Real. And y'all are praying for me, right? Because I'm here today to make a difference in your life. I want you to leave here with an encounter with God. I want you to leave better than you came. I want you to hear from God for your life today. Every one of us, let me connect with you. Every one of us are in some kind of a struggle today. Every single one of us here in this sanctuary on this holiday weekend, those of you that are traveling that wanted to be here, couldn't be here, but you're online, you're all going through some kind of a struggle. It might be a financial struggle. It might be an emotional struggle. It might be marital, relationship. It might be in your career. It might be in your neighborhood. I don't know, but here's what I know. If you're alive and you're on this planet, you're in some kind of a struggle. So it's universal to all of us, and you and I as Christians, that's who I really want to talk to today. We're in a struggle of some kind, and you say, Pastor, why sometimes is life so hard? Why sometimes is it such a struggle? Well, because there's a curse on this planet. Am I right? Now, if you're a note taker, you might want to write this down because this will answer questions for you today on why the struggle. Why is life sometimes so hard and seemingly so difficult? Number one, your first enemy is the world system. The world system. This is all Bible. New Testament, it tells us as believers, we have three enemies. The first is the world system. Now, you and I both know that, right? The culture of the world is opposite. It's going in a different direction than the culture of the church, Christ, and Christianity. So we have the culture all around us putting pressure on us to give up, to quit, to compromise, to lower our standards, to shrink our vision, to give up on God's purpose. And so we have the world system. We have our culture against us, okay, around us, excuse me. Then number two, your second enemy on why there's struggles in your life today, in my life as Christians, is you have the flesh, right? Our flesh, I don't know about your flesh, but my flesh very rarely wants to do what God wants it to do. I'm coming over here for a witness in the house. I mean, you know, my flesh, the Bible says that there's a constant warfare going on the inside of us between the spirit and the flesh. Am I right, church? You know, our flesh wants to do opposite of what the spirit wants us to do. So why is there struggles in your life and my life today in different areas and arenas of our life? But we're all going through some kind of a struggle. But the good news is, right, thanks be unto God who causes us to triumph in every struggle. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. Thanks be unto God who causes us to triumph. Did you know that God's given you a Triumph motorcycle? Praise God. Thanks be unto God. I'm working hard now. Thanks be unto God who causes us to triumph in every struggle. So even though life can be hard and is full of struggles because this world is broken and it's cursed because of man's sin in the garden, with sin came struggle. With sin came stress, struggle, anxiety, worry, and fear. That's why it's here. We covered that the other month when we looked at suffering, right? So we see then, number one, we have the world system around us. We have our flesh within us. And our third enemy today is the devil. And he's coming against us constantly, wanting us to lower our standards, give up our faith, walk away from God and God's purpose for our life. So number one was the world system, your enemy. Number two is your flesh. And number three is the devil. And he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? John 10:10. But Jesus said, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. So we're talking about the struggle. And you know, nobody knows your struggle unless they've been through your struggle, right? Nobody can identify with your hurt, your pain, your struggle, the season of the storm that you're in. You say, Pastor, I don't have any storms. Well, they're coming. Be of good cheer. Amen. Remember, Jesus said, in the world, you're going to have storms and you're going to have trouble and you're going to have struggles. But our response, be of good cheer. Have a positive faith attitude because he's overcome the world for us. Amen, church. Wow. So we all have struggles and we're all in seasons of storms and there's the cycles of life and we know why the struggles. But I'm going to talk to you this whole month. That's not your greatest struggle as a Christian. Your greatest struggle as a Christian is not the world system, even though the Babylonian system is totally opposite than the Bible. Daily, we get persecuted and opposed and put down, made fun of, ridiculed, want us to compromise for our stand and stance as a Christian, but we're not going to bend and we're not going to bow and we're not going to burn, right? Like your shack, my shack, and a bungalow, the three Hebrew children. Where's that at, Myrtle? Look for it later in the day, praise God. So we're not going to do that, but we have a greater struggle than our flesh, even though, boy, it's a struggle. We have a greater struggle as a Christian. We have a greater struggle than even the devil. The greatest struggle of a Christian, that's what I want to bring to your attention today and all month long. The struggles are real that we all go through. Now, the only reason I share this with you, not for you feel sorry for me, just pray for me, but I'm doing it for identification, okay? As you all know, I've been pastoring here for 36 years, and I'm a very private person, and, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, praise God, I can tough it out and get through it and tell people about it later. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Walk by faith and not by sight. So I'm going to share a few things with you, not to outdo your trouble or your struggles, because you probably have bigger struggles than I have had. But sometimes people think those in the ministry have no struggles. January of this year, you know, the first week of January this year, as you know, that I work out and I do CrossFit with my son. He's my trainer. He's certified, and we work out 5 days a week. And the first part of January this year, I got a double hernia on both sides. Now, if you've had one hernia, you know how it hurts. And I had a double hernia. I couldn't work out for 3 months, and that was really hard because I loved to do it, and I couldn't do it, and I wasn't going to go to the doctor, and I didn't. That was just me, and I wasn't going to get it operated on. I said, bless God, I'm going to believe you, God. And it took about 3 months, and then totally healed, got back working out, and thanks be to God, and hallelujah. Struggles. But see, that's not my biggest struggle, the double hernia. Boy, did it hurt. Pain. I mean, really. And not only that, but in January, remember all the snowstorms we had to cancel services at church? Offerings went down. Now, that may not mean a lot to you, but it means a lot to the mission and the ministry of Church on the Rock, because we really suffered through the holidays because of having to cancel services. And in January, Kim and I were coming to church on a Sunday morning in a snowstorm, and we went to get off 70 to get on the exit for Birdie Hill Road, and it was slippery. We got in a car accident, and it basically totaled out our car. That was in January. Amazing. So, you know, then we fast forward a little bit more, and the summer of this year, it was exciting, wasn't it? And we had some opportunities, but this summer wasn't the greatest struggle in my life as a Christian. I'm going to talk to you about the greatest struggle in the life of a Christian in just a moment. But see, you can share with me your heartache and your challenges and your giants, but greater is He that's in you. Amen. And so we went through the summer, and really, you know, this summer at Church on the Rock, you know, we started 36 years ago. We've had a great journey. Our best days are ahead, seriously. But this summer, you know, the offerings were down. People need vacations. I understand that. But the offerings were down the lowest in 10 years this summer, the lowest. And then being hit with the winter and canceling services, not just us, there are other churches that I know of, pastor peers have gone through the very same thing. But that wasn't the biggest struggle in my life this summer. And then, you know, just a few weeks ago, oh my goodness, on a Wednesday night, my wife is teaching on the perfect storm. I had to get that in there. Remember, she had an illustrated sermon. She was in a boat. Well, that night, remember, a tsunami hit St. Peter's and water damage to this building and our north campus, and $300,000 worth of damage in the middle of the summer. We don't have the reserve. We don't have the money. We go from week to week. We're a large ministry. We have a lot going on. We had a lot of things we wanted to do and a lot of things that we had on schedule. We had to put them back on the side. And thank you for everybody who's doing the work days on Saturday and Monday night. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because we're still waiting on the insurance. We're still waiting on things. But man, that was a huge hit. $300,000 whammy. But that wasn't the biggest struggle in my life this year. And the list could go on. And then just a week ago Friday, I'm in Branson with my family and my children, my grandchildren. And you, many of you have been to Branson before, Silver Dollar City, right? And Kim and I went there for our honeymoon 3,040 years ago. No, 40-some years ago, we went there for our honeymoon when it was a gravel road to Silver Dollar City, and there wasn't any rides. It was just crafts. So we've gone there all of our life, raised our kids, took them there, grandkids, and kind of a tradition. We go once a year still. And so we're there, and so I've been riding the rides forever, and I got on one of the roller coasters a week ago Friday, and the roller coaster took off, and I wasn't holding on, I guess, like I should have, and it ran me up against the side and busted one of my ribs. I'm preaching to you today with a busted rib on some medication. So if I act a little goofy, will you give me some slack? My medical doctor, I love her dearly. She's a member of our church. And last weekend, I was in so much pain, so much pain. And she saw me after the services and said, "What in the world are you doing? You should be home in bed. You shouldn't be working. You shouldn't be preaching." Well, you know, I'm just of that, you know, Clint Eastwood. I'm good, bad, not the ugly, but the good and the bad. And so, you know, so bless her heart, she put me on some stuff this week. And I don't know if you ever had a busted rib. I mean, you can't hardly breathe, and you can't sleep at night. And you can't. That's why I stand during the story now, because it's hard for me to get up and down. And today I'm in pain, I'll be honest with you. But that's not my biggest struggle. That's not my biggest struggle. So you and I, what I want to talk to you about, we all have struggles and we all go through struggles because that's part of life. But the good news is, greater is He that's in you. He'll give you the victory in that struggle. But that's not your greatest struggle. I know of a family in our church this week that I got the news Friday that the husband passed away last Friday, a week, and then the wife passed away yesterday. I mean, how do you think that family and the loss and the grief that they're going through and the struggle? Some of you are going through great struggle at work, and some of you through in your marriage, and some of you physically, and some of you financially, and you need a miracle. Well, God's going to give you a miracle if you'll just stay in faith. Oh, that's my biggest struggle. is to stay in faith. My biggest struggle isn't, you know, demons and principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. Our biggest struggle as a Christian isn't the adversary, oh, dragon breath, the devil. Our biggest struggle isn't your mother-in-law. Oh, how'd that get in there? Your mother-in-law. Our biggest struggle isn't your finances today. Your biggest struggle isn't your job today. Your biggest struggle isn't the season you're in today. The biggest struggle for a believer is staying in faith. Wow, Shazam. Are you ready to get in the Word now? Okay, so let's go. Jude, and there's only one chapter. And Jude was a brother of Jesus, grew up in the same household. So what I want to do is I want to show you and prove to you, and we're just launching it, we'll talk all month about it, that the greatest struggle for a Christian is to stay, to speak, to stand, to not waver, and be in faith when you face the storms of life. So we're going to look at it, then today I'm going to give you four takeaways. Everybody say four takeaways. That you and I, a skill set that you and I can begin to work on all month so that you and I will have the strength that we need to face every little bit of things that we're going through today. Does that sound good? Okay, here we go. From Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James, to those whom God has called, and y'all know he's called you, right? Today you have a calling. Say it with me. I have a calling on my life. At home, come on, online campus, sit there. I put the coffee down. Put the white powdered donuts down. Okay, see, I have a calling from God. Amen. So he says, and who God has called, who live in the love of God the Father and in safekeeping of Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad he, Psalm 91, safekeeping. Next verse 2, mercy, peace, and love be yours, I like this, in the fullest measure. In the fullest measure. Next verse, verse 3. My friends, now he's talking to Christians, right, church? Believers. And in this verse, he's going to address a Christian's greatest struggle. And what it is to stay in faith. Stand in faith. Keep speaking faith in the face of any struggle life would bring your way, and come out of it victoriously with a testimony. So he says, my friends, I was fully engaged in writing to you about our salvation, which is yours no less than ours, when it became urgently necessary to write at once and to appeal to you to join the, now that's why I chose that translation paraphrase, to join the, I can't hear you, to join the. So notice he's talking about the Christian, the called ones, the separated ones, the believers, those who have salvation, their greatest struggle. Our greatest struggle is not demons, devils, persecution, opposition, world system, world culture, or our flesh. It's not spiritual warfare. Our greatest struggle is that in the face of a struggle, you remain strong in faith. Speaking faith, standing in faith, and walking by faith. That's our greatest struggle. So he says, I came to appeal to you urgently to write to you to join the struggle in the defense of the faith. The struggle in defending the faith. The struggle in the defending of the faith. Now, we're going to read it from the Living Bible in just a minute, that it was going to bring that out. And don't forget the phrase, the faith. King James says, contending for the faith. And here he says, the struggle in the defense of the faith. And what it actually means, I'm going to show you, in defense of the gospel, or the defense of the Word of God. Defense of Scriptures. What are you trying to explain, Pastor? Well, I'm trying to communicate to you that our greatest struggle as a Christian is to keep the Scriptures, the Word of God, the Bible, as the core, the foundation, the central focus of our life. to speak it, to stand on it, to not waver from it, to not add to it, to not take away from it, but to stand on the word and to speak the word and to be a word person. That's what it's talking about. And that's our greatest struggle. So look what he says. He said, struggle in defense of the faith which God entrusted to his people once and for all. Now, let's look at the Living Bible. Can we do that? The paraphrase, the Living Bible, from Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ, a brother of James, to who? To who? Christians. Put the word Christian struggle together. And what is it? To defend the word of God. That in the midst of a struggle that you don't understand, I don't understand why I had a broken rib with my grandkids on a ride at an amusement park. I don't know why. I don't understand. But I know this. I'm not wavering. I'm here today. I was here last weekend. And what has given me the strength? I've been at work every day this week when my doctor said, you get your bottom at home. Forgive me, please. Amen. Well, what has given me the strength? The Word of God. The Scriptures. Bible verses. Standing on them, speaking them, not wavering from them, and not compromising. That's your greatest struggle. Watch this. Your greatest struggle is the source for your strength for every struggle in your life. Your greatest struggle is the source for where you get strength to face every struggle in your marriage, in your ministry, in your career, in your finances, and every relationship. Why is it so easy not to read your Bible? Why is it so easy not to meditate on the Word of God? Why is it so easy to get on social media and get on Facebook when we should get our face? Why is it we can spend so much time on Facebook, but our face hasn't been in the book? And then we wonder why we're struggling and wavering and missing the abundant life, God's very best. Come on, somebody. Say it with me. I walk by faith and not by sight. I speak the word of God only, and it will not return void, but it will accomplish that which it's been sent out to do. Come on, let's celebrate, everybody. Come on, let's celebrate. Amen. For Jude, and the team's coming out. And you know that doesn't mean diddly squat, right? Just put your shoes back on. We're getting close. Okay? So from Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James, to Christians everywhere, beloved of God, and you're chosen by God. Next verse. May you be given, oh, I like this family, more and more. God's more than enough. Woo. If you don't have excess, you have nothing to give to the gospel. Come on, if you're barely getting by, then at the offering time, you have nothing to give because you have no excess. God wants you to have more than enough. God wants you to have excess so that you can give into the projects of our church, the missions, the outreaches, the things that we're doing. And you can't do it if you're struggling just getting by each week. God is a God of more. He's more than enough. He's not El Cheapo. He's El Shaddai. Oh, the God that's more than enough. May you be given more, ooh, I like it, and more of God's kindness. Wow, he's a God's peace. More and more. Some of y'all need that today. And God's love. Verse 3. Watch it, watch it, watch it. Dearly loved friends, I have been planning to write you some thoughts about the salvation that God's given to us, but now I find I must write of something else instead, urging you to defend the truth. Oh, notice it's called not faith here. It's called defend the what? What is truth? It's your Bible. Didn't Jesus say my word is truth and my word is spirit? Doesn't the Bible say that you shall know the, and the truth will set you? Do you have a Bible reading plan? Are you reading your Bible every day? The key is every day. There's really no growth without consistency. Isn't that true in a natural gym? There's really no change without consistency. Same way spiritual, there's really no transformation or change without consistency. Wow. It's getting quiet in this Word of Faith church right now. Amen. Just challenging you today. Is that okay? Okay. So he says, God has given us, but now I find it, I must write of something else instead, urging you to defend the truth. The truth is the gospel. The truth are the scriptures. The truth is the Word of God. My greatest struggle is getting in the Word of God, defending my faith, walking by faith, speaking faith, releasing faith. Everything I do, word and deed, in faith. Not wavering, not adding to it, taking away, or compromising. Not wavering, but single-minded. So he said that you would defend the truth that God gave us once for all to his people to keep without what? Keep the word without changing it. We shouldn't change the Bible to conform to our circumstances. Our circumstances should conform to the Bible. Come on, somebody. And notice the Bible says, don't add to the Bible and don't take away. How many churches do you know today? How many denominations, how many so-called Christians that you used to run with that now what used to be wrong is right? What used to be right is wrong. They're adding to, they're taking away from the Word of God. I submit to you, my brother and sister, the greatest struggle in a Christian's life today is stay in the Word, stand on the Word, and speak the Word to every struggle in your life and watch God perform a miracle and turn things around for your good. Come on, if you're getting anything today, give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. So let me give you four takeaways. Number one, how do we do that, Pastor? How do we overcome the greatest struggle as a Christian? To read the Word daily, to apply what we're reading, to stand on it. How do we practice it? Well, number one, you've got to make the Word your foundation. You've got to make the Word your foundation. I'm looking at wise people today. I'm looking at wise people today. Yeah, how do I know? Because wise people build their house on the and not the sand. So that when the storms of life come, they will be standing. Bless you. The greatest struggle in the midst of a storm is to stand on the Word. You don't compromise. You don't backslide. You don't get on the cocaine train or take some meth. You don't give up. You don't cow down. You do what I've been doing all year. This has been the worst year. Pastor Jonathan, 40 years of ministry, this has been the worst year. Pastor, I feel sorry for you. Don't feel sorry for me, man. I'm having a great time. But this has been the worst year in 40 years of ministry. How do you face a struggle like that, Pastor? My goodness, you're 65. You could retire. What are you doing? I'm facing every struggle by overcoming my greatest struggle, that I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. A broken rib. I'm not moved by what's going on around me. Come on, somebody. And so what's helping me, I know it'll help you. Come on, somebody. So what do? You make the Word your foundation. Oh, my goodness. And then number two, what do? Is you make the Word first place. You make the Word first place. I want to encourage you. Daniel, my son, is teaching on Wednesday nights right now a great series on how to meditate on the Word of God. I want to encourage you, make the Word first place. How do you do that? You read it first in the morning. Before you get into Facebook, get your face in the book. Come on, somebody. This morning, I'm up at 5 o'clock praying for y'all. 5 o'clock. And I'm fixing breakfast for Pastor Kim. But before I was fixing her breakfast, I was reading the book. I was reading my proverb for today. Because I know if I'm going to make it today, if I'm going to have strength to overcome every struggle in my life today, I'm going to have to make the Word first place. Yeah. So I make the Word my foundation. Number two, I make the Word first place. Number three, I make the Word my first response. They all start letter F, better remember. They all, first response. You see, it's what you and I say when we're in a struggle that reveals if our mind is renewed or not. What we say, what comes out of our mouth first, reveals if we're really spiritual, we have a renewed mind or not. It's got to be our first response. Thanks be unto God who causes us to triumph in every situation. Amen, church. So I forgot, what's the first thing we do? We make sure is our foundation. Y'all are doing that today. I'm so proud of you. And then number two, what do? You make the word. And number three, you first response. Don't speak the circumstances. Speak the word. That will be your greatest struggle. Do you know what the greatest struggle for Jesus was when he came out of the 40 days of fasting and prayer? It wasn't the devil. The devil came to tempt him. Do you remember this? Jesus' greatest struggle was this. What did he do? He said, "It is written." Your greatest struggle when you're in a struggle is not to cave in, but to say, "It is written. My God will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. By his stripes I were healed." Thanks be unto God who's going to cause me to triumph in this. Amen. It is written is the greatest struggle in the life of a believer. So number four, what do? You feed your spirit every day with the word of God.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.